It's the new year, time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up a chair for your seat at the table as we talk about hormone imbalance.
So there's this podcast that we listen to. The series is called Science Versus. I think you can find it anywhere. I listened to it on Spotify. I just listened to the one episode, but I think they have a lot of interesting topics that they cover. But this one particularly was hormone imbalance.
Right.
And I guess there's kind of this trend right now, not just for people in midlife, but even younger, where, they're saying your hormones might be out of whack because if you're feeling run down, not motivated or right. anxious or anything like that, which are several symptoms, that you experience with any kind of imbalance. They all kind of seem to be very similar.
Yes.
And so these kids are buying, supplements and things mm-hmm. without getting any kind of medical,
right.
Advice or blood work or anything like that. And they're actually creating hormonal imbalance.
Right.
Which is kind of scary.
It is, so, because you think that, there's so many with the internet nowadays mm-hmm. that's, everything is at your fingertips, right? And so you're looking for a supplement mm-hmm. And you think maybe you're getting something all organic and natural and
I think sometimes too, it's like, what's it really going to do?
Right.
It's not an actual medicine, prescription.
Right. So you think if it doesn't work, maybe it's not going to do anything at all.
Right.
Right. Versus having an adverse effect.
Right. Thinking, because this can only be good for me.
They can include pharmaceutical ingredients mm-hmm. That are bad for you, but they're marketed towards your symptoms.
Yeah.
So you think that you're getting, being healthy.
Right. And it doesn't always necessarily mean it's bad for you, but if you don't already have a condition,
right.
then you're only creating problems for yourself, you know? So that to me was kind of terrifying. And I kind of started looking into, they talked about serotonin and, estrogen, testosterone was a big one, both for male and female.
Yes. And cortisol.
Cortisol. Yes.
Right. And cortisol is your stress hormone.
Yes.
Right.
And and they did explain, that is supposed to go up and down
right.
throughout the day.
Right. Because your body makes it throughout the day mm-hmm. and then increases it when you're stressed.
Right. And it your body knows how to regulate it.
Right.
Your brain tells your body how to regulate that. So they also mentioned, people that actually do have a lack of it or, an issue with it, it's very, very minimal.
Right.
It's such a small percentage
right.
of the population. So, people are just assuming, I have these symptoms. When really, it all goes back to what we always talk about. Healthy diet,
yes.
exercise, good
yes.
sleep, those types of things. Because then your body is regulating
exactly.
it correctly.
Then it's easier to gauge, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But a lot of us, I think, nowadays are just feeling pretty drained right
yeah.
now, right?
Yeah.
And a bit crappy
mm-hmm.
and just trying to figure out why. So to your
right.
point, if we focus on all of the core mm-hmm. things that we know,
mm-hmm.
the diet, the exercise, those types of things.
Right.
And then, talk to your physician.
Yeah,
I think
if you're
that's
still
really
experiencing
important.
Problems, yeah.
And have your hormone levels tested. Get a panel done.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's really important too. And then when you do that, you should also include and tell them about any and all supplements that you're taking.
Yes.
Because they can help you define if, You know, you're taking something that...
Determine if there's really an issue with what you're taking.
Which was kind of the core to that podcast episode.
Yes.
That you were, you know, referring to, mm-hmm. the science versus...
Right.
You know, they were talking about some cortisol levels, and mm-hmm. and this person was tested, mm-hmm. and they tested really high levels of cortisol. And, yeah. But then come to find out, after further conversations, that they were taking a supplement that was offsetting it, and right. that's why
increasing the levels.
Yeah, that's why the tests were coming back.
Yeah, I think it's really been challenging for people to find a structure or a routine and really stick to, you know, eating 3 meals a day or 5 small meals, whatever it is that works for you.
Right.
You know, a good sleep schedule, and your body needs that routine. And I think people have struggled in finding that since COVID and all the change with work schedules and virtual meetings and things like that. Like, it's just really become a challenge to kind of get back into the groove.
Yeah.
So
100%. And not to mention, you know, chemicals in our environment mm-hmm. also, you know, play Absolutely. A factor into, you know, how you're feeling and can make you feel like perhaps you have a hormonal imbalance mm-hmm. when it may not be that at
right.
all.
Yeah, some of the symptoms that they're saying to watch for, you know, if you've tried everything and you're still having challenges, some of the symptoms that they gave for hormonal imbalance is mm-hmm. Weight gain.
Yes.
It says, this was interesting to me, a hump of fat between your shoulders.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, I've never heard that. Yeah.
So fatty deposits. Yeah. In your body, your torso area.
Right.
Unexplained, sometimes sudden weight loss, mm-hmm. fatigue,
yep.
muscle weakness, muscle aches, tenderness and stiffness, pain, stiffness or swelling in your joints,
mm-hmm.
and then increased or decreased heart rate. So right. those are some things to really pay attention to.
In high blood sugar, I've heard that as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes. But yeah, definitely things to pay attention to. You know, and adrenal fatigue is something as well.
Right. They did talk about that a lot.
Right. You know, from high cortisol levels to cortisol crashing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a roller coaster with one or more of your hormones.
So. Some of the things you can do to reset your balance, again, eating properly and enough protein with every meal. That provides a lot of support, engaging in regular exercise, maintaining a moderate weight, take care of your gut health. This is something interesting that I discovered with serotonin. You know, I've always, they always talk about how it's something in your brain. It's a chemical in right. your brain. And a lot of people that actually do have like mental health disorders, it has to do with their serotonin levels. In researching some more on this, I found that only 10% is actually produced in your brain.
Wow.
About 90% is produced in your gut.
Oh, that is mind-blowing.
I know.
You wouldn't, that's so I crazy. Wouldn't even think that. In your brain, it seems obvious.
Right.
But yeah, in your gut.
So I never knew that. And so it really made me think, okay, so, you know, yeah, there is all this hype around gut health and yes. digestive health and yes. things like that. But I never, you know, obviously thought that it affected serotonin levels.
No.
So that was a huge light bulb for me. Like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Manage your stress. You know, a lot of people try to find remedies through prescriptions and, you know, meditation and things like that. And those can be good, especially if they're necessary. But sometimes you just need to go to the root of the problem and go, okay,
right.
I need to take care of what's stressing me out.
Right.
And manage that.
Yes.
So whether it be your job or whether you're overextending yourself to family or friends
yes.
or, you know, anything like that.
Or all the above.
Exactly. Yeah.
yes.
So lower your sugar intake. And then, again, try stress reduction techniques. So also they did mention quitting smoking or using tobacco if
okay.
you smoke. I guess that can really throw things out of whack as well, which I didn't realize. I mean, obviously there's many.
So if you're smoking, that will help throw things, your hormones out of balance?
It will, yeah, throw
or
things off.
Or when you quit.
If you quit, then it will help everything go back
okay,
in line.
Okay, got it. That
yeah,
makes sense.
So if you're vaping, if you're smoking, anything like that,
right.
just know that that could be causing some issues.
Right.
So, you know, again, we've talked about how difficult it is to quit that.
Yeah.
And there are resources for helping, but that is another thing that I didn't really think about. Obviously, there's a plethora of health issues. Of course, that,
yes.
But I didn't really know that it affected hormone associated levels.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't associate that
right.
One to the other. So I did find an interesting website, ThriveLab.com. It offers a hormonal balance assessment test online.
Oh, interesting.
So that's kind of interesting.
You always find these cool little quizzes.
By doctors. And of course, you put in your contact information as well, and mm-hmm. they'll contact you, which necessarily isn't a bad thing,
right?
Because perhaps you want direction and guidance
right.
and a doctor to help guide you through that. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was pretty interesting. So ThriveLab.com, and all of our sources will be in our description and our podcast.
Yes.
So you can find them easily.
Check it out.
But yeah, I just thought that was something that was very interesting. And there's just a plethora of things nowadays with the internet and Google, mm-hmm. you know, that you can find. But I think that the core is always check with your doctor,
mm-hmm.
right? And find out, get, you know, tested for your hormones.
Before you start taking anything.
Before you start yeah. doing anything. Because I think a lot of women don't even need hormone therapy.
Right. Right.
You know,
a lot of them do, and
a lot of men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of studies and a lot of talk about men and testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, low testosterone just makes you feel awful. And men are having an epidemic of low T right now.
It really is happening. Yeah. So. And they're contributing that to environment.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hormone replacement therapy, it doesn't, like we were just talking about, it doesn't work for all women, and it's not necessary
mm-hmm.
for all women. And you have to personalize it. So I think that's why it's so important that you talk to your doctor
to get
on, you know, the right path.
Right.
Because, you know, some may not experience symptoms at all going through menopause. Those lucky,
right. We've talked
I don't know,
about
what is that, 1%? I don't know.
My mom was in that.
Yeah.
I was hopeful that I would, you know, it was genetic and I wouldn't have symptoms, but
unfortunately,
I didn't get so lucky.
Yeah, it's personalized. And, but then again, I think you're going through a lot more than your mom went
mm-hmm.
through, you know, in differences, you know,
definitely.
In life and how things have changed, you know, since your mom perhaps went
mm-hmm.
through it. But I thought this was interesting. Women age twice as fast as men from menopause onwards.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the moment you lose estrogen, bam,
right.
it's like you're aging
you
twice
quickly.
As fast as men.
That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
It's really not fair.
Not fair? No, I was thinking that too when I read
everything
it. I was
we
like,
have to go
why
through
is it always
already?
Us? Yes, 100%. 100%.
And that statistic reminded me, you shared with me a news story that you saw about funding that has been provided.
Yes.
To do more research on menopause,
mm-hmm.
Which is so exciting, and I'm so glad it's finally happening.
It's so important. You know, they've always done, you know, they've done all these tests,
mm-hmm.
you know, since the, you know, beginning of, you know, Western medicine,
right.
but never on women and never through menopause and midlife.
And never lengthy clinicals and research.
No.
So, you know, we've gone decades and decades with this being kind of a hush-hush thing, and nobody really taking the initiative to help or do anything about it. And now it's finally there. The funding's there. Doctors
There's
are
bills.
Interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to pass a bill for it.
Right.
And I think it'll pass
mm-hmm.
I hope so. At this time, you know, because I think that there's now, finally, there seems to be so much chatter about it. And people, women are talking about it.
Thank God.
Because it is important, you know. There's some, we'll go into different statistics later, but there's statistics on, how many women, and it's a super mm-hmm. high percentage, and I'm mad at myself right now because I have brain fog and I can't remember what that percentage is, without, you know, referencing my references.
Your notes.
But, so many women,
mm-hmm.
In, you know, the whole plethora of what women are doing now, we're not just secretaries, we are surgeons, we are
mm-hmm.
everywhere, we're vice presidents of the United States, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
But to think about, you know, all of these high profile positions that women now hold, and
most of them are middle aged at that
them
point in their career.
Are going through menopause while they're doing that, as well as, you know, balancing a family life
mm-hmm.
and whatever else.
Yeah, there's a real push to you know, create awareness in the workplace so that as, you know, a manager or a boss or even, you know, co-workers. Lower on the ladder. Yeah. So that they're sensitive to it and they understand. Yeah. And, you know, again, we've talked about how, you know, the brain fog and the physical symptoms.
Yes.
I think some women really get terrible headaches, you know, and this can affect your performance at work 100%. And your attendance.
Yes.
You know,
all of the above.
So there does need to be some awareness around that and sensitivity to it, because it, again, it's crazy how we've gone decades and decades of women being accused of losing their minds and, you know, husbands leaving them because they think they're crazy and tearing families apart, and probably women losing their jobs because they're missing work or they're not performing well because there's no awareness around it or sensitivity to it. So
I think we've gotten a little bit better than perhaps a generation or two generations ago.
Definitely.
They used to put women in psychiatric wards. That's crazy.
It's so sad.
That is so crazy. I think I was fortunate when I was going through my perimenopause and menopause. I worked at an agency where we were predominantly women and we were predominantly middle-aged women.
Yeah.
So I was just so fortunate to have my own
support.
Very own support group, but also my very own focus group, because half of the women went through hormonal treatments and swore by it, and the other half didn't and were adamantly opposed to it. So it was very difficult for me to make a decision. But again, it's personalized for everyone. I tried for a couple of years to get my hormones balanced. And it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I also remember, and I believe that it was testosterone. I went to two separate doctors and they both gave me the same scenario of how my body was reacting to the hormonal changes, but also how my body, you know, creates hormones altogether.
Right.
And I'm almost positive. I wish they each one drew on a piece of paper how, you know, my hormones react or what, you know, like this is what it's supposed to do, but this is what your body does.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure it was testosterone turns into estrogen.
Okay.
And I'm not 100% sure. And I don't have those visuals now to reference because it's been so many years ago, but they both said the same thing.
Wow.
And at the end of my hormonal treatment, I was only taking testosterone. So that's what tells me it was a testosterone that turns into estrogen. I still have old estrogen and progesterone prescriptions, but I just, for me, it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
And I don't believe, you don't have to take them forever.
Right.
I think that you only have to take them while you're trying to balance them.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get through menopause and you're in postmenopause, which is where I'm at now, you don't have to take them. But
so at that point, everything kind of just falls into place and balances out.
Apparently it does. But it doesn't mean that I'm feeling great by any means, which is sad. So now I'm struggling with, where do I go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was actually just looking up some mushroom supplements, and we just talked about supplements, but I'm still doing the research on it. But there are some for, you know, cognitive changes, mental clarity. I really need it. You know, just like now, it's like, I can't remember. Sometimes it's the simplest things.
Right.
And I can't remember. And it's one thing just to be chatting with you or even on the podcast, but I am still in the workforce. So
in a meeting.
Yes. Yeah. And so when I just can't come up with words.
Yeah, I was going to say, I find myself sometimes trying to figure out what word I'm trying to say.
Exactly. And it's a very common word or whatever. And it's just like, what? So I'm struggling, you know, postmenopause to try to figure out, you know, and with my energy levels, there's just so many things. And now, as a bonus, for about the last month or two, when I wake up every morning, my hands and my feet hurt.
Oh.
It's almost hard to get out of bed. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I think once you get older, all of a sudden you just start attributing everything to old age.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, and when I go to the doctor, he's like, well, you're getting older, and they attribute everything to old age. But I'm like, wait a minute. So I've been doing some research on that, and
rheumatoid arthritis
is what is coming up with the highest.
Symptoms,
On my search results, and I'm just in denial. I'm like, no,
it's terrible. It runs in my family, and I mean, even my younger brother, who's not even 40 yet, has issues with his knees. Yeah. You know, he used to love playing basketball, and he can't anymore. It's just too painful.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it has actually, you know, we've started getting symptoms pretty young. I mean, I was in my 30s as well when I started getting symptoms. Yeah. And I have tendonitis on top of it. So unfortunately, it didn't start happening when I can't obviously attribute it to old age, because that's not old.
Right, or midlife,
But it is a really difficult thing to deal with. It's challenging.
Trying to get out of bed, or even if I sit for a while, you know, at the desk and then try to get up. Mm-hmm. And so
I have issues just, you know, if I spend too many hours consecutively typing, I'll feel it in my hands and my arms, you know.
And they said that too, it might be carpal tunnel. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that I type enough. I have a balanced, I think, workload and how my daily routine goes, that I'm not 100% typing, and I don't think it's that. Plus the fact that it's happening to my feet as well.
Yeah.
And like a snap of the fingers, all of a sudden one morning I wake up and the first day you're just like, ow, like, okay, what's happening? But now that it keeps happening, I'm like, oh my goodness. And so my son was in a very bad motorcycle accident a few years back and just never felt right ever since. Aww. And I didn't know what to tell him. How do you know? And you don't understand what he's feeling.
The
he's
pain
just like,
he's experiencing,
Mom.
Yeah.
You know, but he just knew something wasn't right. And he has a very physical job. He has his own business, but everything is very physical. And he was just struggling. And he has this he's joined this network, business networking. Group. And he said that one of the guys in his group just kept telling him, you need to try this and you need to try this. And you just, you know, try this. And so finally he said he tried it. He's like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better.
What was it?
Glucosamine.
Oh yeah.
A pill of glucosamine. And you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then collagen, which he says he takes as a powder. Right. And he'll sprinkle it in his, whatever, morning coffee or orange juice or something. But he says 100%, you know, he could feel immediate difference.
Oh, good.
And he feels so much better. So it's on a sticky note
on
my computer, and I'm going to order it. But also know that once I start taking it, hopefully it'll help with, you know, my hands and feet issue, whatever it is. I'm still in denial. But and if it does, then when the next time I go see my primary care doctor, my PC, I will let him know that, you know, this was happening and this is what I'm taking, because perhaps I try not to take a lot of supplements because number one, I don't want to, we talked about this before.
Gosh,
Take a whole bunch
of pills.
Or even, you know, additives to your drinks and drops of this or, you know, sprinkle a powder of
that. It is always great though, if you can find a supplement that does help you as opposed to a prescription, in my opinion.
100%.
I would rather go that route. But again, it is good to seek advice from your physician or even people that you know it's worked for.
Do you take it? Glucose?
I do.
Because you know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. And it does help a lot.
See, and I didn't even think to talk to you about it, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it does. It does help a lot. And one of the things I've mentioned before, you know, I used to be a pretty aggressive exercise, you know, I was, it was weightlifting.
You were,
and, I did the, you know, CrossFit.
You were my idol for that. Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten to a point where weightlifting just doesn't work for me. Right. I can do very light weights, but I still feel it. So really what's worked for me is just stretching.
Yeah.
It's huge. And if I go a day or two without doing it because I'm so busy and I don't think about stopping for 20 minutes to just stretch.
Right.
I feel it.
Wow.
Oh, I feel
it. And that was something that I found online when I was looking up, you know, what it could possibly be. And like I said, it was just always rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. And but then it was like how to, you know, what do you do? And exercise and stretching was one of them. So, and they said, even for me, before I get out of bed, like my feet, so stretch your feet. Yeah. So the last couple of days I've been doing that in my hands and stuff. I don't see a whole lot of a difference, but just doing that, there is some relief.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know, lessened.
The glucosamine will probably help a lot.
I hope so.
I would continue the stretching too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to be careful too, though, with trying to self-diagnose on Google. I always joke, you know, Paige is, she's not really a hypochondriac, but she gets in her head and gets worked up. And,
right. As a lot of us do.
Yeah. And I saw a meme once that said, my elbow hurts. And then Google, you have elbow cancer. <laughs> You know? Yes. Because, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, that's ridiculous. Yes. Like, so just do definitely be very careful about self-diagnosis. Obviously, if you're having symptoms and you're finding, you know, remedies that you think will work for you that are, you know, pretty harmless that you can try first.
Right.
That's great. Go ahead and do that. But I just, something that, you know, as far as like hormones, that just don't mess with it.
No.
Just go to your doctor.
Go to your doctor and get your panels done. And if you're looking at alternative, remedies and, you know, supplements, just do your research. And, and as I mentioned, I'm looking at these mushrooms right now, not psychedelics, but just ones, for cognitive, help and, you know, mental clarity and brain fog. And even within just that, with one, specific mushroom, the supplements that pop up are, and I'm looking at all of the ingredient panels and I'm trying to compare them all, but they're all different. So how do you know? So I continued my research, you know, to find out, you know, to kind of filter through, if you will, all of these, you know, dozens
There's so many.
Of, you know, and some of them, you know, they put a doctor's name on, you know, the label and, you know, recommended by a doctor. But yet through my research, I'm finding that it's not even in the top 10 of the ones that are recommended through research. So, you know, you have to be careful in marketing. And I'm laughing and rolling my eyes. But, you know, it pays the bills, so we don't bite the hand that feeds us. But it can be, you know, misleading and deceptive. So just because it says, you know, a doctor's name on it or recommended by a doctor doesn't necessarily mean it's one of the better ones. So I think in an age and era right now where we have too much information at our fingertips, that the best we can do is just our research and, you know, take the time to do the research and not just...
And talk with professionals.
And talk with
professionals. Yeah, if there's something that you're not finding that works for you or making it worse even. So,
yeah. 100%. 100%.
Absolutely.
But yeah, just keep in mind that it's personalized. You know, that just because your best friend, you know, is on a regimen and maybe they're getting pellets, you know, every quarter or injections and they're seeing great results, you know, and you try it and it's not working the same for you, don't be discouraged because everyone is different. And, you know, what works for you might not work for me, but we can be there to support each other.
Absolutely.
Through the process. Yeah. And
that's huge.
It is huge.
You got to have support, especially when you're dealing with things like this that can be, you know, really stressful and making things worse as far as your stress level goes. So finding a remedy and having a support group to help you.
Because you question it. Am I going crazy? Right? Like, am I, with some of the symptoms, like, you know, sweats and, you know, night sweats and hot flashes and things like that. Those are quite obvious. But other ones, you know, with anxiety and stress and depression and, you know, are you depressed or are you, you know, just going through a midlife crisis?
Right. And it could be any age. It doesn't even have to be midlife. No. I mean, a lot of kids, I think, are under a lot of pressure these days. And even all the way, you know, as young as middle school and high school.
Right.
You know, I thank God we didn't have social media when I was growing up because I can't imagine. It's just, like you said, information overload.
Yes.
And sensory overload.
Right.
And I think it's really causing a lot of problems for younger people as well. So it can be anything. And just learning what's affecting you, finding the source of it, and again, just address this, whatever the stressor is.
Yes.
You know?
And I think you hit it right on the head that it doesn't have to, you don't have to be in midlife, you know, or even in any of the menopausal stages. But interestingly enough, it's when you first start your cycle. For girls, it's when they first start their cycle until a year after their cycle ends. So that is the span that we're talking about.
I started when I was 12.
Oh my gosh. So, but that is when, you know, it starts and that's when your hormones start to change.
Right.
You know, but I think for younger women, it's you, like you had mentioned before, you know, a lot of doctors will put you on a birth control or try to put you on birth control to balance out the hormones. And that's one of the, you know, ways that they do it when you're younger.
Right.
But it does affect you even when you're younger.
Yeah. My daughter was put on it when she was in high school and, or I guess just right out of high school. And she had crazy symptoms. I mean, she gained a little bit of weight. her breasts got so big. The poor girl has stretch marks because it was so, like, instant growth, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Definitely some mood swing issues.
Yeah.
It just didn't work for her.
Right.
So, again, yeah, there's a lot of different things that doctors will, you know, suggest that may not work. And you just have to go back to them and say, this isn't working. What's the next step?
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, work with your doctors.
Right.
Okay. And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. Embrace the change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.